Today's Mishnah is the sixth Mishnah of the third parak of Pirkei Avot. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechumia ben Hakana Omer, Kol mekabel alav ol Torah, mavirin mimenu ol malchut, ve'ol derech eretz. One who takes on himself the yoke of Torah will be spared the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly responsibilities. Kol aporet mimenu ol Torah, notin alav ol malchut, ve'ol derech eretz. One who throws off the yoke of heaven will bear the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly responsibilities. Now, like many of the Mishnahs that we've seen in our study of Pirkei Avot, this Mishnah also directly addresses the theme of divine providence and seems to sort of argue for a heavy providential hand. The idea being that the more a person is involved in Torah study, so the more he sort of merits divine protection. If you look at the Bartanura, he says that specific when it comes to Derech Eretz, Amal v'torech b'haparnasa, v'shimelachto mitbarechet. Right, that if a person is deeply involved in Torah study, right, then effectively God will help him in terms of his physical labors, and that will sort of allow him more time, by extension, to engage in Torah reflections. This is a complicated idea in the Jewish tradition. It's certainly not necessarily a uniform position on this. In fact, the Tiferet Yisrael seems to sort of slightly mitigate the very strong advocacy here of divine providence, where he says, "Mida'avid shelokad erech hateva umasar nafshe amitzvah." Right, since this person was sort of able to sort of engage in a mitzvah shelokad erech hateva, seems to imply that it was like an extraordinary act of religious commitment. So in that case, mitavid leinisa shelo kederech hateva. So in that case, so God is able to sort of perform something also extraordinary and sort of actively involve himself in the person's life. Again, this is not a simple idea, and this is an idea which has deep roots both in classic Jewish philosophy in the medieval period as well as the modern period. A lot of discussion about possible divisions between rational Jewish thought and mystical Jewish thought. So it's hard to say that there's sort of one uniform voice when it comes to Jewish perceptions of providence. But I think you can see here, both in the Bartanura and in the Tiferet Yisrael, these two orientations being expressed. The Bartanura, again, seems to talk more the language of heavy providence, that the more a person engages in the world of Torah, the more he's protected and the more providence he experiences. And the Tiferet Yisrael, he doesn't mitigate that, but he does seem to say that at least this Mishnah is talking about an extreme case, right? Someone who is connected to Hashem, shelo kederech hateva, right? And sort of that connection to the world of Torah in of itself brings more divine involvement. The implication of being is that the Mishnah would not necessarily apply to all other cases. So this is an interesting Mishnah. And again, highlights one of the themes we've seen multiple times here, the notion of divine providence and the way in which the various perspectives among the Rishonim are utilized to understand these Mishnayot. Looking forward to continuing the next Mishnah.